I think it's important to point out that the commissioner has set aside essentially 7 days for the hearing.
Dennis Vodko is Palladino's attorney. He tells WBFO News they're pleased the commissioner has set a hearing date. There have been numerous applications filed demanding Palladino be removed. It started after late December when Art Voice published a survey with Palladino making racist remarks against the Obamas. Now, the school board is seeking to remove Palladino for violating board rules for publicly releasing information discussed in executive session about the teachers' contract talks. Vodko says he expects the possibility of a ruling to follow the 7-day hearing.
The burden of proof, obviously, the burden is always on the petitioner. And in this instance, they're going to have to show by, you know, clear and convincing standard that the allegations contained in their petition, which we think, frankly, are really just a subterfuge to get to retaliate against Mr. Palladino for the intemperate remarks that he made at the end of December. But at the end of the day, the petitioner has the burden of proof of going forward, and we plan on holding them their feet to the fire on their burden.
The Education Department's order says the hearing will be held for a show of cause of why Palladino should or should not be removed. Buffalo School Board member Larry Quinn defends Palladino's release of information on the teachers' contracts.
You're going to toss people off the board for disclosing to the public what we do as a board that affects us, affects every taxpayer, not just people with kids in school. That's a very bad standard to deny the representative that people elected. You know, maybe you might want to reprimand him, maybe you might want to fine him, I don't know. But to undo an election for something like that is really outrageous.
The Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization also issued an application to have Palladino removed. However, the Education Department's order only refers to the school board's application for this June hearing. BPTO co-chair Larry Scott questions if they will be included in a future hearing.
Our attorneys feel strongly that our case is sound, comprehensive, and we hope that it is considered and on the table when the commissioner makes a decision on Mr. Palladino's removal. We just feel strongly that this attempt for a stay order, this threat for a federal lawsuit, is just an attempt to intimidate the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization, Buffalo parents, in our petition and in this process. And we feel strongly that we're going to continue, we're going to persist with this and not be intimidated by Mr. Palladino and these current actions.
WBFO reached Palladino by phone Tuesday afternoon, but he declined an interview, saying, "No, I don't have any comments." Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.